Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about the danger of now, and we're coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 15 through 20. So grab your journals. So this morning, me and my sister-in-law were having a conversation, and we always have these deep, long talks about God, and God placed it on my heart to share some things that he made me realize this morning while we were having our conversation. So what we were talking about was relationships, and we were talking about the difference between relationships and marriage, as well as marriage versus a godly marriage, because there is a difference. And when we were talking about it, what I explained to her is that a lot of times when it comes to relationships, people look at being unequally yoked as if it's not a big deal. Like it's okay. Like spiritually, he's not there, or he or she doesn't really believe in God, but everything else they check off the box, and the physical is great and they're thoughtful and all these other worldly things. We think it's okay to slack in the area of having a relationship with God. And I said, we think that that's okay because it's not something that you can physically see. So you can't really see if a person doesn't have a great prayer life, or you can't really see if they're not doing everything that the word says do, but you can see them showing up, and you can see them taking you out on dates, and you can see them buying you gifts, and you can see them posting pictures and coming around for the family. So oftentimes it's easy to get blinded by the physical things that a person do and feel like it's okay to overlook if they lack in the spiritual area. And that's why a lot of people are in unequally yoked relationships. And while we were having this conversation, a revelation that God gave me is that when it comes to the spiritual, a lot of people overlook the spiritual because the spiritual is equivalent to a seed. When you put a seed in the ground, the tree grows from the seed. But when people walk past, all they see is the tree. All they see is the leaves. All they see is the fruit. So that's what they focus on. Nobody ever really thinks about the seed, which is the foundation, which is where the tree actually came from. So when it comes to relationships, a lot of people focus on the tree. It focus on the branches. It focus on the fruit. It focus on the money and the trips and the pictures and the dates. And my family loves him and he's thoughtful and all these other things. But oftentimes a lot of people overlook the seed that's inside. And the danger of that is that the seed is what produced the tree. So if you're dating someone and their seed, which is their spiritual life, isn't really equally yoked with yours and it's not really there, but they have all the fruits, what I want you to know is that eventually their tree is going to reflect the seed. Their tree is going to reflect the spiritual that's within them. And it may look good now, and it may look like it's okay now, but as it continues, eventually that seed that's within them, that unequally yoked seed, is going to produce some form of fruit. And being that it's unequally yoked from yours, it's not going to match. It's not going to taste right. It's going to be bitter. It's going to cause issues down the line. But we overlook it because we set our eyes on the now. And that's when God gave me today's title, The Danger of Now. See, because God begins to explain to me that now is not supernatural. Now is actually normal. And it's normal to overlook a spiritual relationship. It's normal to date someone that's unequally yoked because, oh, that's okay. I could teach him how to pray and I could teach him how to love God. But look at all these other things he has. We get so set on the now and what it looks like now. And even though it's better to be equally yoked right now, it feels better to have company. And right now it feels better to go on dates. And right now it feels better to have someone to bring around my family. So I know in the long run, I want someone that's equally yoked, and I want someone that's a man or a woman of God. But right now, it feels good to have companionship. Right now, it feels good to have someone to Netflix and chill with. Right now, it feels good to have someone to talk on the phone with. And God says, see, that is the danger of now. Now is not operating in the supernatural. Now is actually living in a normal. Now is actually living according to this world. And the issue is people begin to make decisions based off the now. And then when the long runs come, now you want God to come and fix the decision that you made because you were looking at now instead of thinking about the future. You were focused on the tree instead of focusing on the seed. But the issue with that is that leaves can fall off the tree and the fruit can fall off the tree and it can go bad as well. And then when the tree begins to produce some more from the seed, you recognize that, oh, wait, this seed is actually more important than I thought it was, because I was looking at the fruit that you had in the beginning, but now it's looking a little sour on this end. And then that's when you pray and you want God to step in, and God says you should have been focused on the seed from the beginning, because the seed creates the tree. And I know it sounds like I'm just talking about relationships, but actually this applies to every area of your life. What is the seed of the relationship that you're currently in? And did you plant that seed, or did God plant that seed? Did God pick that man, or did you pick that man? Did God pick that woman, or did you pick that woman? And moving further past relationships, what is the seed of your current job? Did you pick that job, or did God pick that job? Because I know you're focused on the now and what your paycheck looks like now and the raises and the different opportunities that you have now. But God says the seed never comes up out of the ground. So it may look good in this season, but I want you to know that what's in that seed is eventually going to come up in the long run. So don't just get so stuck on the now. Don't set your eyes on the now that you give up or forfeit the supernatural that I really have for you. I know the seed that I'm calling you to may not look appetizing or appealing right now, but I want you to know that that tree that you're glamorizing and that tree that you're idolizing, the root of it is tainted. The root of it is toxic. The root of it is not of me. So even though in the now it looks good, I want you to know that in the long run, you'll regret it. What are you focusing on, the seed or the tree? Because God said, I need you to focus on the seed that I'm calling you to. And the thing about the seed that God calls you to is oftentimes the seed that God calls you to is still in seed form. And see, that's when we don't want it. Because if you have a seed in front of you, or if you have a tree that's fully bloomed with different type of fruit and everything on it, oftentimes we're going to choose the tree. God, I don't want to wait for that seed to grow. I don't want to wait. I don't even know how this tree is going to look when it does become big. I don't even know what type of fruit it's going to produce. And you just telling me to trust you and take the seed when I have a tree right here in front of me. And God says, that's the danger of now, because everybody wants the finished product without testing the root. Everybody wants the finished product without testing and examining the seed. Everybody wants the finished product without looking at the foundation and making sure it's of me. But when I give you something, I give it to you in seed form so that you can see what's going in the ground. And if I see what's going in the ground, I see what's coming up out the ground. So 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now, I don't have to worry about what the fruit is going to look like, because I know the seed that went in the ground. But the problem with now is that when you get a tree that's already full grown, you don't know what's up under that dirt. And the tree is already too big for you to dig up. So every year you just going to be surprised at what fruit come out, because you wasn't there in the seed planting process. But God said, if you do it my way, I'll show you the seed from the beginning. And even though you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, even though you won't have a tree when everybody else have a tree, when your tree comes, you're going to know every fruit that's coming from it. You're never going to have to question it. You're never going to have to worry about the fruit being bad and the fruit being bitter, because you know the seed that was put in the ground. So God is using me today to ask you, what is the seed of your job? What is the seed of your daily decisions? And is it something that you planted? Or is it something that God has planted for you? Is it something that you're choosing based on what it looks like in the now? Or is it something that God is calling you to? Because oftentimes what God calls you to doesn't look good in the now. And that's because it's in seed form. It's not supposed to be glamorous and gold and sparkly, because it's in seed form. But God said, I don't want you to have trust issues in the future. I want you to be confident in what I called you to. So I know my option doesn't look the best right now, but I'm telling you that the other option that looks full grown and looks the best, that one you're going to have to question. That one you don't know what's in the ground. And that is the danger of now, because what's presented to you now oftentimes look better when it's outside of the will of God, because this world wants you to go that route. But God said, my route, yes, it requires patience. Yes, it's going to come with a process. Yes, you're going to have to wait for it to grow. But when you watch it grow, that's when you know that you never have to question it. Because when you look at the tree of life, your tree of life, God wants you to know that the tree is the fruit of the seed. The tree, your tree of life, is the fruit of what seeds you planted. And God doesn't want you just planting good seeds for your life and then connecting with people and you got to question their seeds, because you don't really know their inner work. You don't even know their spiritual life. You don't really know if they're equally yoked. Or sometimes we do know that they're not equally yoked and we still decide to plant next to them. And God said, their fruit contains yours. I don't want you next to that. I need you equally yoked in relationships, in friendships, in the job that I called you to, in the state that I'm planning to move you to, in the car that I'm going to give you, in the house that I'm going to give you, in the children that I want you to produce. I want them to come from an equally yoked relationship. I want you to receive fruit from an equally yoked soil. Matthew 7 and 15 through 20 says, you will know them by their fruits. That's what it teaches us in Matthew 7. You will know a man by his fruits. But the problem with our generation and the danger of now is that we're getting fruits confused. We're getting the fruits confused. And we're getting the fruits confused because it's easy to mistake fake fruits from organic fruits because they look just alike. See, when you go to the grocery store and you see the fruits, they have the artificial ones, the one that got all the syrups and other ingredients in it, and then they have the organic ones right next to it. And if you look at them with the worldly eye, they look exactly the same. When you go, next time you go to the grocery store, look at the fruit and look at the organic. They look the same. So it's easier to choose the one that looks cheaper now and choose the one that's most convenient now and choose the one that seems like the better option now because you don't want to wait on the long process or you don't want to wait on the seed. But the thing about the two fruits looking alike is that only time will reveal which one is the real fruit. And God's promise will stand the test of time. In order to compare an organic fruit from an artificial fruit is that you have to wait on time to pass and you have to watch it and see which one stands the test of time. And God says, when you choose the seed that I'm calling you to, my seed stands the test of time. I understand the one that you see now, it looks just like mine or it looks even better. Most of the time it looks better because you don't have to go through the process when you choose now. But God says, my process is going to stand the test of time. My process is a supernatural blessing. The seed that I choose for you is supernatural. The seed that I choose for you, you don't have to question. The seed that I choose for you, it's attached to abundance. The seed that I choose for you, it comes with my protection. The seed that I choose for you, it comes with a covenant. The seed that I choose for you, it comes with overflow. The seed that I choose for you, you never have to worry about someone taking it from you. But if you choose the now, time will reveal to you that you made the wrong decision. So today's seed is the not now seed. God, not now. And I'm sowing into what I'm waiting on. And you're let this seed be a reflection of your faith. And you're sowing into God and you're saying to God that I understand that what you have promised me, it comes with a process. But I'm sowing the not now seed because I'm confident in what I'm waiting for, because I'm confident in the one that called me to it. And I don't want to fall into the danger of now. I don't want to fall into picking something that's artificial, but it looks like it's organic. And then I have to go through the test of time and realize that I made the wrong option. No, God, not now. Whenever you say it's best, is when I'll take the next step. God, not now. Whenever you give me the seed is when I begin to plant. God, not now. Whenever you tell me that this is the tree that you're calling me to, that's when I make my next step. But not now, Father God. I don't want to choose the now. I don't want to live in the normal. I don't want to live based on what this world is. I want to live in a supernatural level, Father God. So not now, but in your perfect time. And you can sow the not now seed to $ to Christian Bay or PayPal Zelle, thechristianbay@gmail.com. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to be on this earth, to be in your presence, Father God, to hear your word. Thank you for using me as your vessel. Father God, I pray for each and every person under the sound of my voice. I pray that they are encouraged to not just choose what's in front of them now, Father God, but to trust in your presence, to trust in your plan, to trust in your calling, to trust in the seed that you present to them, Father God, even if it doesn't look appealing, even if it looks like it comes with a long process, even if it looks like it comes with a long wait, Father God, I pray that you train their minds to say, not now, because I want to live supernaturally. Not now, because I trust in God's plan. Not now, because I know that God is going to make it worth the wait. And I don't want to just choose the first thing that looks appetizing to me. I want to choose what I'm anointed to receive, Father God. So not now, but in your perfect time, Father God. We love you. We sow into this word. We pray over this word. We stand on this word, Father God. And we choose the seed over the tree, Father God, because we don't want to live life questioning the relationship, questioning the marriage, questioning the job, questioning the decision, questioning the friends. Father God, we want to know from the beginning that this thing is of God, that this thing was called and ordained by God, that this thing is in covenant and contract with God. So because we know that God is in this thing, we can rest in this thing, we can build on this thing, we can stand in this thing, we can believe in this thing. Father God, we love you and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. Today's seed is the not now seed. and allow your seed to be a reflection of your faith and a promise that you're going to wait to do it God's way. To sow into this word, that information will be in the description. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Christian Bay Podcast, and I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.